Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God." Well, let's back up to the previous verse, verse 32. He had said, "After all these things do the Gentiles seek." And he was talking about what we'd call making a living or a comfortable living or retirement or taking care of you and your family, your housing, your food and drink and clothing and all those kind of things. "After all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things." I've heard some people say, "Well, you know, we think we need it, but maybe we don't need it. No, the Bible said God knows you need it. So then you need it. But he goes on to say, verse 33, don't seek after that. Don't let that be your priorities and your pursuit. But seek rather first, what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness. Now, the righteous, the yus on the end of right, that's old English. We don't talk like that today. We'd probably just say rightness. And where God's kingdom is manifest, you will see what is right being done. And everything that God does is right and good. And so you seek first the kingdom of God and His right ways of living, doing, being. Everything He is and does and has is right and good. And if you'll do that, all the things that the world's seeking after trying to get, and oftentimes not being successful in getting it, even though you're not seeking the things, you'll have them. They'll be added to you, but they'll not be added to you while you were seeking the things. You were seeking the kingdom. And God added the things to you. Can you see this, friends? Do you believe the words of Jesus here? Is this true and right? It is. Now, like we've said before, a lot of Christians know this verse, but they emphasize only the last part. All these things will be added to you. That's God's part. All these things being added to us, that's not our part. And it doesn't, that part doesn't apply to us unless we do the first part. Amen. Who are all these things going to be added to? Those who seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So we shouldn't be, yeah, we should thank God that the last part of the verse is true and that we can count on God. But after thanking God for a couple of minutes on that, we need to get on our part. Right? And get on doing the seeking first of the kingdom of God and His righteousness, knowing that as surely as we do that, God's faithful. He's going to do that other part. Amen. Well, what is the kingdom of God? And how do you seek it? If we don't know, how are we going to do it? First of all, like we've already gone over a lot of this, so if you haven't been with us, this is the first time in this series with us, go to the Word Supply and get the previous messages. Go online, it's the easiest, quickest way. Download it. Won't cost you anything. Get caught up with us. How many that have been here would tell them it's worth their time to do so? It is. Very, very important. What is the kingdom of God, also referred to as the kingdom of heaven? Well, a kingdom is the king's dominion. It's what the king exercises reign and authority over. What the king exercises rule over. Well, what does God exercise rule over and control over? Many Christians and church-going people would immediately respond, everything. God's in control of everything. God rules over everything. And ultimately, that is true. Ultimately. But if you're talking about right here and now on the earth, it's not true. God is not reigning over everything down here. Well, let me ask you, is He reigning over everybody down here?
No.
Is everybody following Jesus' direction as Lord of their life?
No.
Well, then His reign, His dominion does not include them at this time. Now, if you'll back up to the 9th verse. Now, I know that doesn't sound good to folks that have grown up in churchianity instead of the Bible. But don't take my word for it. See what the Scripture says. Is it true or not? Satan, you know, is called the god of this world. Jesus referred to him as the prince of this world 3 or 4 times in the book of John. 2 Corinthians 4:4, he's referred to as the god of this world. Ephesians refers to him. And the devil, he's acting like this is his. And he's doing everything he can to control it. And he is largely in control of it through men, ungodly men. I know a lot of folks don't like that. They want to say God's in control. Well, if God's in control, he's got it in a mess. Are we sure that God's responsible for the mess that this earth is in?
No way.
Are we sure about this? No, you can see it clearly. Psalm said, the heaven, even the heavens, is the Lord's. But the earth has He given to the children of men. He gave us this, and we've messed it up. Don't despair. He's got a plan. He's going to fix it. In verse 9, when they asked the Lord about how to pray, He gave us this, widely known as the Lord's Prayer. He said, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. The way to begin is to understand who you're praying to and have some kind of concept of who He is and how great He is. Our Father. Hallelujah. Not just cold God, but Father. Hallowed. Everybody say hallowed. Hallowed.
Hallowed.
Holy. And to be reverenced, revered, respected, honored is or be your name. And the first thing He said to ask was what? Verse 10. This is, now you're asking for something here. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now there is so much revelation in this verse, like all the verses. So much. But if the kingdom has already come in the sense that nothing else of the kingdom needs to come, then you wouldn't need to pray this. And if God's will is already being done in its entirety through the earth, then you wouldn't need to pray that His will would be done. Right? You'd just say everything that's happening is the will of God. God's will is being done, no matter how awful it looks and how terrible it seems, must be the will of God. Religion has taught this. It's not true. It's contrary to the Bible. There's all kind of stuff happening down here that's not the plan of God and not the will of God and not pleasing to Him. It's because man has a free will and man has chosen to disobey God, and the repercussions of that is death and curse. In the beginning, God created everything. And what did He say when He got through creating it? What did He say about it? It's good. It's good. It's very good. How many believe the weather was perfect in the garden? There were no problems. There was no disease. There was no sickness and problems. Now fast forward to the book of Revelation and look at the end. You know, when man fell, then came and sin and curse and death, all of that was not an improvement on God's original plan, was it? Or His original design. But then, when you look at the end, we see God's got a plan to fix this thing. There's coming a time. Have you read in the book of Revelation? There's coming a time when there's going to be new heavens and new earth, and in it there's going to be no more curse, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more dying, no more crying. Doesn't that sound similar to how the thing started? This has always been God's will. And notice this in Matthew 6:10. Look at it again. 6:10, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? In earth. How? Does God have two separate wills? One will for heaven and a different will for earth. Well, is earth operating just like heaven is right now? You don't have to think about that one too long. Huh? Well, if God has one will, and it's His will that His will in heaven be done on earth, what does that show you? It shows you that His will is not being done in the earth until it's like heaven. Now, in heaven, how's the weather? Think so? How many tornadoes they have in them? Or earthquakes? Typhoons, tsunamis, hurricanes? Absolutely none. 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 How about the crime rate in heaven? Crime rate. Are there parts of heaven you shouldn't go after dark? Unless several people are with you. Huh? Absolutely not. Zero crime. How about disease? How much cancer in heaven? AIDS. Heart problems? Absolutely none. None. How much lack in heaven? People with their needs not being met. People hungry. People doing without. Absolutely none. You know why? Because God is in complete control there. And His will is being done completely there. And all the stuff that you see down here, where all the destruction and all the sorrow and all the pain, that's not God's will being done. He's not reigning over that. He's not ruling over that. So how do we get in the kingdom and the kingdom get in us? Very simple. You bow your knee to the King of Kings. Come on, are you listening? And you invite Him into your heart and your life. Come on, do you believe it? And you confess Him as Lord of your life, and you begin to seek His will and plan for your life, and you yield yourself to do what He said, His way. And if you do that, then He will be reigning in your life. And we see when He is reigning, then His will and works are done. That's why He told the disciples, you go into a place and heal the sick. And when you do, you say, the kingdom of God is here. You go into a place, you minister deliverance to people that are oppressed, get them free, and then you say, the kingdom of God is here. Why do you say the kingdom of God is here? Why? Because it's not God's will for people to be sick and oppressed. It's His will for them to be free. And when you see them get free, you know the kingdom of God is manifest right here. God's will is being done. Can you see that?
Yes.
Because that's what's right in His eyes. Free and healed and blessed is right in God's eyes. We seek what God says is right.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.